are so blessed to have this partnership with Chris, and we're so blessed to have Richie Seltzer and our fan Keith Mitzel here with us, who spoke here that last February was, and man, just put the fire of God in us. And would you just stand to your feet and just welcome these men who are full of the Holy Spirit and fire? Come on, I think there's something significant going to happen here. Let's welcome them and let's release the glory of God that's in them for us. Amen.
Well, it's a great honor to be with you guys. I love this church. I love Steve and Deborah. I've been interacting with Steve for the last few years and sharing my heart for the Northwest. And in fact, my wife and I, it's not private news anymore because Tom Bertolo announced it to everyone in Power of Love. So how many people were at Power of Love? Many of you guys were. Yeah, the Lord spoke to my wife and I a few years ago to move to the Northwest, and so we are planning to move to the Northwest, not soon, but next summer around July sometime we're going to be moving to the Northwest. We're very excited about what God is doing in the Northwest. Last October God spoke to me about the Northwest. He spoke to me about a revival that is coming to the Northwest, and I was in Stockholm, and while I was in Stockholm, before I was getting ready to have the opportunity to train thousands of people to go out into the highways and the byways to preach Jesus Christ, I saw a vision. And in this vision, I saw a large event in the Portland area. And I saw thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people getting trained and equipped and being sent out into the highways and the byways to impact the Northwest. And I believe the Lord is doing that. I believe that Power and Love was actually a forerunner for what God is doing in the Northwest. Todd's going to be with us next year. And so next year, in the fall, we're having a large event that is going to impact the whole Northwest. Todd's going to be with us. Richie's going to be with us. Keith, I know, is going to be with us as well. Jeremy Riddle is going to be with us. Many other individuals are going to be with us. Jake Hamilton is going to be with us. Many other individuals are going to be with us. And I know the Lord is going to be moving mightily in the Northwest. Why don't you take somebody's hand? We're going to pray for this morning. It's great to have so many students with us here today as well. We've got some former graduates, but also some students right now. And I'm very excited about having teams come here once a month of students. And Father, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that this morning you would do something so powerful. Lord, I'm asking God for just atmospheres. Lord, I thank you, God, for universities in America, God. You spoke to us about universities in America, God. You spoke to us about impacting universities and developing leaders on the university to impact America. And Lord, we thank you for America being saved, Lord. We thank you for America being saved. And Father, I'm asking, Lord, that this morning you would go deep into hearts, Lord. Go deep into hearts. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Why don't you stand to your feet? Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for America. Lord, we declare in the Spirit that America shall be saved, God. You put a word in my heart for America, God. And Lord, we're declaring right now, America shall be saved. Let's say that together. America shall be saved. 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 Lord, I pray, God, that it would get in our spirit that America shall be saved. You're moving in America, God. You're moving on the hearts. America shall be saved, God. Ignite every heart here, God. I pray that when we're all alone, God, and when we're praying, Lord, that would be a prayer that's in our heart. America shall be saved. America shall be saved. America shall be saved, God. That when we're on our knees, Lord, we're praying, America shall be saved. America shall be saved. We pray for that.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you would ignite our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've got a word that's burning in my heart this morning, and I'm going to have my buddy share a little bit as well today as well. Richie Seltzer, I'm going to have him share. And then we want to pray for everyone today. Anyone and everyone that wants prayer. We want to pray for individuals. Some of you are visitors today, and we welcome you if you're a visitor. I realize that there's individuals here that doesn't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I know that today that you're going to meet Jesus. You're going to have a personal relationship with the Lord. I also realize that there's individuals here that at one time you walked with Jesus and you're not walking with Jesus right now. I know that the Lord Jesus is going to touch down on your heart, and His mercy and His love and His compassion is so powerful. And each and every one of our lives have been impacted. For those that are serving Jesus and been impacted by the compassion of Jesus Christ. And I know the Lord is going to do some powerful things this morning.
Amen. Yeah.
You should take your Bibles and turn to 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 1. And we're going to start in verse 3, but before we start there, I'm reminded of many different revivals that have taken place throughout history, but also the revivals that have taken place in America. And I have a great sense in my heart that the Lord is about ready to do something in America.
Yeah.
I believe that we're on a turning point for America. I believe that we're going to have the third great awakening in America.
Yes.
I believe it with all my heart.
Yes.
The Jesus movement, before the Jesus movement took place, God began to stir hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Began to stir individuals' hearts to begin to pray. And when the Jesus movement took place, there was a common theme. Everyone was chattering. Everyone was chattering, and the common phrase that was on people's mouth was Jesus.
Yeah.
Southern California, there was a lot of chatter. And this Jesus movement began to spread, and people began to talk about Jesus, 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 Jesus. Keith Green was a real forerunner in the Jesus movement as well. God used him in music and arts. And Melanie Green, Keith's wife, one of the things that she spoke about recently in a gathering that I had, that I was a part of before I got there, she was talking about the chatter. That on the lips of individuals, people were chattering Jesus, 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 Jesus. It was a common phrase, Jesus. And I believe that the Lord is doing something right now in America, and I believe He's doing something in the Northwest.
Yeah, yeah.
God spoke to me 2 years ago about the Northwest. And He spoke to me about a revival that is coming to the Northwest. Now, 2 years ago, I felt a shift in the spirit over the Northwest. My wife, who's in the back here, honey, why don't you wave your hand? This is my lovely wife, Stephanie.
Yeah.
We have been coming here for the last 9 years, because Stephanie, his parents live here. My in-laws live here. My in-laws, I call them in-laws, but in-laws live here. They live in Camas. And so we've been coming here for the last 9 years. 2 years ago, I felt the shifting in the spirit over this whole area.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And I really honor Steve and Deborah and many other individuals that pray and intercede, because something happens when you pray. Something happens in the spirit when you seek the Lord.
Yeah.
And I believe with all my heart, the Holy Spirit has been hovering over the Northwest, and he's been drawing people to their knees to seek Him. He's been drawing people on their knees to be able to seek Him. And there is a spirit of revival here in the Northwest. God is stirring hearts. Everywhere that I go in the Northwest, people are talking about what Jesus is doing. Everywhere I go. And it was not like that years ago. Something is happening. Many times years ago, if I mentioned the Northwest, people would say, oh man, it's just so dark. There's nothing happening up there. There's nothing happening up there. People would say, oh man, it's just so dark. There's nothing happening up there. But that's not what I'm hearing now.
Uh-uh.
I'm hearing from different leaders and different churches all across the Northwest that God is on the move. I'm going up to Seattle in a week and a half, and God is moving up in the Seattle area where there's pockets of breakouts of revival. God is on the move in the Northwest. And I believe the Lord is doing something in each and every one of our hearts. I believe that power and love was really instrumental for what God's doing here in the Northwest. It just wasn't for the Portland area. It was for the Northwest.
Yes. Come on. That's right.
And in my spirit, I'm seeing thousands and thousands upon thousands of people getting born again.
Yes.
I see it in my spirit. I feel it in my spirit.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Yes.
From the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Yes. I mean, having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. I have a very simple word that's burning in my heart. The grace of God is going to be revealed in the Northwest.
Yes.
The grace of God is going to be revealed in the Northwest. The veil is coming off of people's eyes. We're saved by grace.
That's right.
It's by the grace of God that one is saved. And when the Spirit of God is moving and hovering in a certain area, it's really the grace of God that's at work.
Amen.
It's the grace of God that is capturing hearts and lives. And I believe that each and every one of us are partakers of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. But I want to tell you, God wants to use you mightily in this revival.
Yes.
God wants to use you powerfully in this revival. I want to invite Richie up in just a moment, and I want him to be able to share something that the Lord has placed on his heart as well. But I'm telling you guys, something is happening right now in the Northwest. And you are a part of it.
Yes.
You are a part of it. Whether this is your home church or you're visiting, or you're at a decision point in your life right now to follow Jesus Christ. Or maybe you were at one time following Jesus Christ, but you walked away. I'm telling you right now, whatever category you're in right now, Jesus is on the move and He's capturing hearts.
Yes.
He's capturing individuals' hearts and lives.
Yes.
The last few days we have seen hundreds of people impacted by the power of God.
Yes.
We've seen multiple individuals giving their lives to Jesus Christ. We've seen incredible miracles take place. Whenever there is a miracle that's taking place, there's evidence of the grace of God that's effect in the atmosphere.
Right.
Just the other day, while worship was going on, we were in the hotel, or not the hotel lobby, but we were in the convention lobby. And this young man that was born deaf, never heard before in his life, felt so this compelling to come over and ask for prayer. So he came over to us and we prayed for him, and the power of Jesus Christ came upon him, and the Lord opened up his ears. For the very first time, he was able to hear. Now, his mom began to weep and cry as he began to hear me snap my fingers. You say, well, that's not very significant. It is for someone that has never heard before their whole entire life.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no kidding.
His mom was weeping and crying as she witnessed her own son's ears begin to open up. I believe spiritually right now that ears are opening up over the Northwest. I believe that people are receptive right now to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that God is raising up individuals that will preach the gospel clear, the message of the grace of God, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ears are opening up. People are ready to respond to Jesus Christ. Right now, today, something is happening even in the atmosphere. Something is happening on this campus, on this university. Ears are opening up to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a chatter in the Northwest, and a chatter in Jesus saves, heals, and delivers. Ears are opening up to the gospel. Something is happening in the spirit realm. And God's raising up people just like yourself that will boldly preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This young lady in the back right now, just stand to your feet right now. This young lady that's got a gray shirt on. Yes, you. Just stand to your feet. I saw the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. Just hold your hands out like that. Father, I thank you, God, for this young lady. I'm asking right now that you would use her in the Northwest, God, as a pioneer. Holy Spirit, come upon her. Lord, I'm asking, God, for the fire of God to rest upon her. I see disciple groups all around you. I see you raising up young people that will openly display the raw power of God. I see the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the boldness is coming upon you to preach the gospel. I see you raising up young Deborahs in the Spirit, and the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you, and you're going to begin to raise up these Deborahs, these young prophetesses that prophesy the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Lord, we say yes and amen what you're doing in her life, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Come on.
Ears are opening up to the gospel. Here's the deal. God's not just going to use young people.
That's right.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. God's not just using young people.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
The chatter is on people's lips. Yes. It's young and old.
Yes.
It's young and old.
Yes.
And the ears that are receptive to the gospel are young and old.
Yes.
And I want to invite Richie to come on up here. I've asked him to share something that's on his heart this morning.
Yeah, how good is that?
Yeah.
It's an honor to be with you guys. I was telling Chris, when we were in the worship time, I had a sense that there were some people in here that you don't know Jesus. But I also had a greater sense that there were people in the room that you would say that you've made a commitment to Jesus at one point in your life. But if you were to be really honest, you would say that you're not fully living for Him right now, that there's compromise in your life right now. And I believe that the grace of God is it's being extended right now for you to come home, for you to repent. And I just want to read a short little scripture that popped into my mind when I was on the second row right there. It's the parable of the lost son, or the superstar father, whichever one you want to name it. But this is it, is that a man had two sons, and one of his sons asked for his inheritance early, got the inheritance and left his house and began to spend it on prodigal living, and he wasted his entire inheritance. Now listen, that son came to himself and realized that he was lost. When he was eating with the pigs, when he would have ate what the pigs ate, he said, even the servants in my father's house, they eat better than what I want to eat right now. I'm going to go and ask just to be a servant in my father's house. And so he returned to his father's house to be a servant, and his father was waiting on the front porch for his son to come. And when he saw him, he ran towards him so that his own son wouldn't be stoned. He wanted to be the first one to get to him because the father is looking for lost sons. He's constantly, his heart is breaking for lost sons. And so we know that part of the story of the prodigal son who left and then returned. We understand that. But the Lord put a word in my heart about 1 month ago, and he said there are many sons in the house that are lost. They don't know that they're lost. And I want to read a little bit about the other son. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house and heard the music and the dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with them. So he answered and said, Father, lo, these many years I have been serving you and have never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you have never given me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as the father, as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you were always with me. All that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is now found. I want to point out something to you. The father again leaves the party. He was waiting for his son in the first place, but again, as the party's happening for his son who's come home, he leaves the party again to reach out to his son who's lost, even though he was in the house.
Yeah. That's so good.
I believe the Holy Spirit is going to begin to move on people's hearts in this place. And if you're really honest, you would say, I used to be on fire for God. But I'm not right now. You're not enjoying all that God has died for you to enjoy. Listen, Jesus says, he who tries to save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Your life is fully found in laying down your life. You'll never fully experience life until it's fully laid down, because Jesus Christ died for you. He stepped out of perfection, stepped into humanity, was born as a baby. It was tempted as we are tempted. He didn't have to do that. He chose to do that because he was coming after you. And he said, no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And then he himself laid down his life for you and I. And those who receive him, he gives the right to become children of God. And when we become children of God, we're no longer orphans, but now we're heirs. And in John 16, he said, everything that's been given to me, I now declare to you. The Holy Spirit will declare to him, to you, everything that is his, Jesus Christ. And I believe that right now, God is calling some people to give their life to Jesus Christ for the first time. The Holy Spirit is moving on you right now. I want to encourage you to respond to him. Do not worry about anybody else, because nobody else is going to be standing before you on judgment day, but you're going to give an account to what you've seen and what you've heard today. When the gospel is preached, there's an opportunity for faith to arise in your heart. That faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when faith arises in your heart, your responsibility is to respond by confessing from the heart, I believe that Jesus died on a cross and resurrected from the dead, and I receive his forgiveness for my sins. For Jesus said that this is my blood shed for the remission of sins. And I can assure you, there is no other way to have your sins removed than the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can wash you clean. It's the only thing that can give you access into the manifested presence of God. And it's the only thing that can redeem you from fallen humanity. You are always created to love perfectly. And if you are not loving perfectly, if you are not an all-consuming fire, then you need to stand up right now and say, I want to be an all-consuming fire like my God. He is a jealous God. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all shall come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. The context of God being a jealous God is that he doesn't want us worshiping idols. He doesn't want us having any other loves in our hearts except for Him. He doesn't want your smartphone to have more time than He does with you. He wants your entire heart right now. And I believe that He's going to, fire of God's going to fall on people who have the humility to say, if I was to be honest, I am not living 100% on fire for God. So if that is you, if you want to give your life to God, or if you want to rededicate your life to God and say, I want the flame of the fire of God to consume me today, I want you to stand up right now.
Come on.
Thank you for your boldness. Thank you for your boldness. Thank you for your boldness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your humility. Who else? There is more people in this place. Do not sit in your seat in pride and arrogance, wondering whether somebody else is going to judge you. I know the Holy Spirit is moving on a few more people. I can feel it now. Thank you for your boldness. I want to encourage you. I'm going to give you a few more minutes and then we're going to pray. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your boldness. Thank you for your humility. God, I thank you that you're here, Holy Spirit, right now. Holy Spirit, God, you love us so much. You're not willing that any of us should live in a life that we're not experiencing the fullness of what you have for us, God. God, I'm asking, God, that by your grace and your mercy that you would convict our hearts of everything that's not pure in our life, God, and that your flame of fire, your holy fire, God, would come and baptize us all in this room. Even of every single one of us, God, that you would fill us again, God. I want you to begin to pray right now in this room. If you're standing up, if you've never given your life to Jesus, begin to call upon His name. For the Bible says that all who call upon His name shall be saved. And begin to confess your sins and release and to receive the forgiveness of God through the blood of Jesus right now. And so, Father, right now, and if you're standing and you're rededicating your life to Jesus, I want you to begin to pray from your heart right now. Begin to pray from your heart. God's not a lip reader. He's a heart reader. I want you to block out every other person in this room and let it be between you and the Lord. And even if you're sitting down right now, believe that there's grace in the room for a fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire to fall upon you. And just begin to pray for your heart. And I begin to pray for the city of Portland and the church in Portland, that they would not fall into universalism, that they would not fall into the deception and the doctrines of demons that are being released through this area at the same time as the gospel would be released. But God, that the fear of the Lord would fall on us, God, and that we would be set aflame. God, let your flames in your eyes fill us in this place this morning, God. Let every single soul fully embrace the fullness of our call in Christ Jesus to lay down our life, even as they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and that they did not love their life to the death. God, I pray for the grace of God to come upon us, that we would not love our life to the death, God. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, God. God, we thank you. Let it not just be with words, God. Let it not just be with the stirred up emotions, God. Let it not just be because of a preacher screaming, God, but let it be because of your presence and because of your power that transforms us completely into what you always meant us to be. In Jesus' mighty name.
More God, more God. You know, those that are just responding right now, God is doing something in hearts. I just feel right now the tenderization. Just keep standing. Just put your hand on your heart. God's tenderizing hearts right now. He's just going deep in hearts. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is a glorious moment. This is Jesus Christ moving on the hearts. The one that loves you. The one that gave himself to you. The one that says you're worth it. I love you so very much. Holy Spirit, we're asking that you would go deeper in every heart. And right now, in this moment, take away guilt. Take away shame. Take away condemnation. God, I pray for a branding in the Spirit, God. That you would brand them with the Holy Spirit and with fire in their hearts, God. Fire in their hearts, God. Fire in their hearts, God. Lord, we pray for that. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, I believe that today is your day. I believe that God wants to baptize you today. I believe He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And if you've never received your prayer language and you want your prayer language, just raise your hand right now and say, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I want to receive my prayer language today. I want to be filled with God. More. God, more 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 God. The Bible says this in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Now, Lord, look on the threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. While you stretch out your hand to heal, and while you stretch out your hand to heal, and then mighty signs and wonders will be done in the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when the apostles began to pray, there was a shaking. There was something that happened on the inside of them. There's something that happened on the inside. There's something is happening right now. There was a shaking, a compelling, but not just on the inside, but the atmosphere around them. I believe that there's a shaking right now with the Spirit over this whole area. And it's raging. God is shaking the hearts. And He's moving on the hearts. Spirit, Lord, come, God. Come, Lord Jesus. Every heart that's stony, every heart that's callous. God, I'm asking, God, that you would stop the hearts today. God, open this atmosphere. God, we're asking, God, that we feel what you feel, God, about people, God. Yeah. More God, 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 more God. In just a moment, we just want to begin to lay hands on everyone here. And we're going to pray for people. I believe God is doing something. In just a moment, we're going to begin to lay hands on people. Here's the deal. I feel in my spirit that says, I feel the Holy Spirit saying right now, do not resist me. 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 I feel the Holy Spirit saying right now, let down your walls. Let down your walls. Do not resist me. Do not resist me. Let me move in your life. Let me move in your life. Holy Spirit, come in power. 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 Come in power, come in power. Some of us are going to begin to feel an overwhelming fire that's going to begin to rest upon us. A flame of God. A flame of God. Some of us are going to begin to feel a fire in our hands. Some of us are going to feel this burning in our hearts and our chest. And I believe the Lord is doing something mightily right now. I just want to invite everyone to stand to their feet. I want to pray a simple prayer with everyone. And as we pray, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit. We're going to invite the Holy Spirit. Every single one of us, young and old, we're going to invite the Holy Spirit to fill us right now.
Yes.
We're going to invite the Holy Spirit to have His way in our lives.
Yeah.
We're going to invite the Holy Spirit to soften us, to feel what He feels.
Come on.
I remember years ago, I would just walk down the streets and something happened in my heart. It was like the Holy Spirit touched my heart. And I would look at people and I would see their soul. I would see the very condition of their soul. And next thing I know, I begin to weep and cry as God began to give me a tenderized heart for humanity. And I believe that God is giving a tenderization today for humanity, for souls, for eternity. Heaven is real and hell is real as well. I believe He's tenderizing people's hearts. So Holy Spirit, I'm asking you right now, you would go deep in everyone's heart. The Lord is healing relationships here this morning. There's people that have unforgiveness in their hearts. And I feel the Spirit of the Lord saying, forgive. I have forgiven you. Now it's time for you to forgive. You're empowered to forgive because I have forgiven you.
Yes.
Holding on to bitterness is like drinking poison, hoping someone else is affected by it, but it's you that's affected by it because it stunts your spiritual growth in Christ Jesus. It holds you back from your God-given destiny. Do not allow the enemy to deceive you. Do not allow him to deceive you. Holy Spirit, come. Tenderize, 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 tenderize. God, I pray right now for the whole Northwest. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, for the mighty revival that you have for the Northwest, God. Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come right now. Fire of God, fire of God. Just lift your hands to the Lord. If you've never received your prayer language, just begin to receive it right now. We're going to just have different individuals lay hands on you. If the team can just go around and just begin to pray for people, fire of God right now. Fire of God, shun the yada daba. Power of God. Power of God. Touch every individual here, God. Touch every individual here, God. More Holy Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit. Fire of God, fire of God, fire of God. There's people being healed this morning. There's someone here that blew out their knee. You've got pain in your right knee. God is healing you right now. If that's you, just receive your miracle. There's someone else here that you hurt your ankle, and God is healing your ankle right now. There's someone here that I believe that you have a tumor in your body. The Lord Jesus is dissolving tumors right now. Father, we're asking right now for fire to come. Fire, 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 fire. This is a turning point for many people. You've been asking God, God, touch my life. Touch my life. Use me, Lord. I'm telling you, God's hand is upon your life. He wants to use you to impact this generation. Lord, more God, more God, more God. Fire, 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 fire. Just begin to pray for each other right now. I see pockets of prayer. I see pockets of prayer in the spirit. I see houses gathering together to pray and intercede. I see the young and old on their knees saying, Jesus, come, come, Jesus. Come, send a mighty revival to the Northwest. Send a mighty revival to the Northwest. More God. I see individuals is praying for universities. I believe that God is drafting intercessors. He's drafting intercessors in the spirit right now. They begin to pray and intercede for universities in America. God's going to begin to give you prophetic insight of universities all around America. I believe He's giving you insight in the spirit to intercessors. Holy Spirit, more. More God, more God, more God, more God, more God. The pioneers. I feel the pioneer spirit being released. Pioneers being released, Lord, more God. Spirit of God, more. We pray for fire. 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 If you feel the fire of God touching you right now, I want to encourage you just to take a step right now. Just make your way out of the aisle and just say, Holy Spirit, turn up the fire in my life. More God, more God, more God, more God. More God, 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 more God. There's someone here that you've been having problems in your stomach. You have ulcers. If you have ulcers in your stomach, raise your hand right now. The Lord's healing you. Wave your hand if that's you. You have ulcers. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every ulcer to leave right now. In the name of Jesus, power of God, power of God, power of God, power of God, power of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Increase, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you've been bound by demons and you know it, you've been bound by demons and you say, I don't want to live in this torment anymore. I want freedom. I believe the Lord is delivering people right now of demonic spirits that has been clouding their vision, that has been clouding their thoughts. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit that has been bothering people, to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Get off your people. Get off the people of God. Get off the people of God. Release your power, God. Release your power right now. Release power, 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 power. Some of you've been having a hard time praying. It's been hard for you to pray, but I feel like right now the Lord is releasing a wave of His Spirit to impact your life for you to begin to pray. God is drafting intercessors. He's drafting intercessors. More. Let's just all lift our voice right now. Let's just begin to all pray in the Holy Spirit right now. More Holy Spirit, 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 more Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit, more Holy Spirit. Deeper God, 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 deeper God. I feel the Lord is, He's just giving me this heart right now. I feel that there's someone here that's been praying for a house to house the homeless. You've been praying for houses and houses to house the homeless. If that's you, you've been praying, God, give us houses to house the homeless. Father, I pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would begin to provide houses for the homeless. homeless guy. I know their heart here for the homeless guy. I pray right now in Jesus' name. I see houses being released. Houses being released. Property being released. Lord, we pray for that in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, more God. More God. More God. More God. More God. More God. Jesus. More Holy Spirit. 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 Fire God. 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 If you have pain in your body right now, just lift your hand. If you have any physical pain in your body, just lift your hands right now. Those that are around them, just ask them where their pain is at. Those that have their hands up, ask them where their pain is at. Look at the individuals that are around, they have their hands up. So lady right here, she's got her hands up. Ask someone, ask her, where's your pain at? She command all the pain to leave their bodies. Father, we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, release your presence. Release your power. Power, 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 power. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Go ahead and have them try to test it out. Try to do something you couldn't do before. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you just felt pain leave your body, just wave your hand right now. If you just felt the pain leave your body, just go ahead and wave your hand like that. If you just felt pain leave your body. Thank you, Jesus. 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. You know, there's a verse that's dropping in my heart right now, and it's found in Hosea 10:12. It says, sow for yourself righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes to rain righteousness upon you. And I believe that there's a raining over this area. I believe that the Lord is raining on this area. And I felt that the Lord is giving an invitation to be an intercessor, to be able to stand in the gap and to begin to intercede. And if you've been feeling that in your heart, been feeling this intercession thing upon you, raise your hand right now. You've been feeling the Lord just stirring your heart to begin to pray for this area. Father, I'm praying right now, Lord, that you begin to move on hearts in this place, Lord. Move upon them, God. Move upon them, God. Move upon them, God. Move upon them, God. Move upon them, Lord. Mighty move of God. Mighty move of God through their lives, Lord. Mighty move of God. Holy Spirit, more. Mighty move of God. Mighty move of God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Power of God. Let's just lift our voice and worship Jesus. Every hand held high. Let's worship Jesus. You know, I just have a sense that the Lord is activating people here to share their faith. Maybe some of you for the very first time. And I felt like that this week, many of you are, if you would just step out. And I know that this is a very evangelistic church and an outreach church that loves to go out. But I just have this sense in my heart that some of you, you've been feeling this compelling in your heart to share, but you haven't done it yet. And I feel like the Lord is saying, if you step out, watch what I'll do in your life. If you step out, watch what I'm going to do in your life. Just a week ago, we were in Casper, Wyoming, and this lady got so activated that just recently she's led two people to the Lord. Now, this was huge for her. And I just felt like that the Lord is doing the same thing here. That God is activating people to begin to share their faith. So when we say yes, for what you're doing, God. The Northwest. As we end, can you grab somebody's hand right now? So I know that we have to be done at 12:30, but just grab somebody's hand. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I'm asking right now that you would touch hearts, God, that this week, Lord Jesus, that they would find themselves pray for the salvation of America, God. I'm praying that they would find themselves praying for the Northwest. God, I pray that they would find themselves sharing the gospel like never before. God, I'm asking, God, for your power to be displayed, Lord. Mighty miracles, signs, and wonders, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for the champions that are arising in the Spirit. I just see the champions arising in the Spirit, God. And we say yes and amen to that, God. A forerunning Spirit, God. So we say yes and amen what you're doing in the Spirit right now. Lord, we're asking, God, for a mighty move of God to happen through each and every one of them, God. Lord, we ask the blessing of God to come upon them, that every household would be full of God. Every household would be impacted by your Spirit, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. We're, yes, technically done at 12:30, but if you just accepted Jesus Christ and you just prayed that prayer, I just want you to come up here to the front.
Come on.
We just missed. Come up, okay?
Yes.
And if you had a testimony, don't just leave here without telling us here. Your knee was healed. This is healed. Come on up and tell us. And we just want you to go in the love of the Father. Let's leave in the love of the Father. The river's flowing. Keep the river flowing. Amen. Keep it flowing. All right, Lord, I just thank you. You said you're going to finish what you started. You just made a really good start. We just ask you to keep blowing, Holy Spirit. Keep moving. I just thank you for the peace of God over every person here today. Oh, the love of God just to flow over every person here. We just love you. We love you. We love you.